Good evening, Glassboro High School. This is Bob Lugiano on Field Music, judging you at the Delsey Regional Show on October 21st, 2017. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck as you perform today, and I hope my comments will be helpful to you as you continue to refine your show. Thank you very much, and I'll be back with you when you are ready to perform. All right, guys, here we go. Okay, good sense of pulse. Just continue to work on the clarity of the rhythms in the snare drum there. Nice job from the mallets really initiating that, the beginning of this piece. Yeah, upper register noted in the trumpets there and the octaves. Thank you very much. Yeah, just continue to work on the clarity of our notes and good release there. And just continue to work on the tone quality, making sure that we're not pushing over the edge. Yeah, it was kind of like we just dropped the phrase in the trumpets there. Watch the release again in the trumpets, the phrase. Oh, big discrepancy in the da-da-da-da-da-da between our tenor sax and our trumpets there. Oh, nice brisk move here. Yeah, appreciate that responsibility there. So da 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 da. We want the tongue placement on this young lady in the playing the trumpet really high. Ta 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 ta. Upper register noted in the tubas. Thank you. Well done, altos. Thank you. Very readable. Yeah, watch the timing of the trumpet lick. And mellophone's just unreadable there. Not need to work on clarity there, guys. The upper register noted again. Thank you. Really, really clear in the upper register there from the trumpet. Thank you. Yeah, a little loose in the transition there. Rhythmically, we could just be right on top of the pulse a little better. Yeah, I'm right in front of the flute and the piccolo, barely hear them. Yeah, I think we need to take a look at just the octaves that we're writing them in. Watch the clarity of our notes and tone quality from our Barry sax. Nice rich sound though. Yeah, good. So player to player, let's make sure we're getting equal contribution. I have clarinets and tenor sax and alto sax right here in front of me. And then we had just the trumpets right behind them playing this dee da 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 da. Really like a fortissimo sound, but I'm not getting any dynamics at that, anywhere near that level from those clarinets or the saxes right there that I sampled. Different style noted here. Yeah, be careful we don't fall off the notes, tubas. Piccolo here noted. Yes, I hear you now. Thank you very much for the body move as well. Okay, good understanding that we're in a different style here from some of your players. However, everybody's not playing with this warmth, and that's necessary. A rounder sound, a more warm approach, a softer approach to our articulations and everything. So need to work on making sure everybody's on the same page there. It just seems very rushed from our mallets as well on the sideline. Bottom trumpet's a little flat to the top trumpet there in the duet. But good approach to the duet. Yeah, really appreciate that warmth there. Thank you. Yeah, the mallet or the sideline is just distracting me a little because they're really hammering things out, whether it be on the concert drums, whether it be on the mallets. Yeah, I think we just have to be a little more delicate. Appreciate the demand of the backwards move here from our tubas and baritones as we're moving backwards right over to the side to the 40-yard line. I think we do just a better job of maintaining a good A-frame so that we make sure our tone quality is not bouncing and not being affected by that backwards move there, okay? Thank you for the release from our tuba, our baritone, mellophone, and our Barry sax right here. Faster tempo noted here, thank you. Very clear with the run there in the tenor saxes. Ba-fee, da-da-da. Thank you. Body noted. Yes, thank you. Yeah, this is well done. As the alto sax young lady on the 50-yard line, well done with your articulations. Tuba, as you walked in front of me, well done. Good length of notes, good articulations there. Thank you. Upper register noted again in the tuba. Yeah, give it to me. Thank you. Nice tone quality. Thank you again, tuba. Oh, deen ta ti da ta ta tam. Yeah, we could be a little more clean with that. Good pulse control here from the mallets. Yep, just continue to work on clarity. Make sure we don't stumble on anything in there. You remain in pulse, but just make sure that the clarity of the runs is always there. Ah, variety here. Yes, thank you very much. Without a drum major, appreciate that, guys. Yeah, I like the simultaneous responsibility. Thank you. Yeah, we're almost there. Yeah, we're really close as far as the pulse goes. Thank you very much. Yeah, I would definitely take a look at how we're writing some of our clarinets and flutes. It's just we're getting lost in a lot of these sections. Yeah, much faster. Yeah, good accelerando there. Thank you very much. Nice demand, guys. Watch our tone quality trumpet. Yeah, so as we're playing this, one of the hardest things to do is to repeat on a brass instrument. So what we have to do is we have to have good air support and then just make sure the tongue is just interrupting the air so we're not getting like a different length of the notes there as we're playing, okay? I'm talking about your trumpets that we're playing the, okay? Keep working on that, guys. Some fuzziness in the tone quality as well, so just be careful how we ended that. Nice accents from our snare drum. Good pulse control. Yeah, right there. Okay, so right as I say that, yeah, our the bass drums and the snare, just from a rhythmic standpoint, the rhythms kind of got in the way and we lost our pulse. Good release from trumpets. Good upper register demonstration there from our trumpets. Watch the length of the notes and the dot, dot, dee, dot, dum. From the tubas to the trumpets to the clarinets. We had different length of notes there. Thank you. Nice job from the mallets there. Thank you. Length of variety. Keep working on that tenor drum. Come on. Ba-da-ba-dum-bum. Yeah, be careful we don't compress the first lick there in the bass drums. Make sure we don't go over the edge at a forte volume here from our mellophones. Watch the clarity, player to player for Barry Sax on our tuba. Watch the notes and the clarity of our attacks there. Good release from our altos here, 45-yard line, side one. Make sure we stay open, altos. Sounded like a crescendo there from one of the trumpets. Not sure if everybody was intending that. Yeah, nice upper register again. Yeah, so I would definitely just take a look at how we're writing or what we've written for some of the players in our upper woodwinds, our clarinets, and our flutes, because they're getting lost a lot of times player to player on the field. You know, we have some really strong players, and we just need to make sure that everybody's contributing equally. So thank you very much. Appreciate the performance. Talk to you in critique.